migrating birds are actually arriving in the bay to make a pause in their migration or to stop for the winter.
And how many are we talking about?
In the winter, we are maybe in December and January, we are talking about 30,000 birds.
Goodness.
35,000 birds.
All at the same time?
Yeah, all in the same time. Different kind of birds are present, like ducks and geese.
Yeah.
And waders, like oyster catcher or sanderlings. And there is a third class of birds who regroup gulls.
Seagulls.
Yeah.
Where do these birds all come from?
These birds mainly come from the northeastern Europe. They go over there to breed. And when winter is coming, they return in place for winter. And it can be the littoral areas in France or southern in Africa, for example.
Some of the birds are going to stay in the Bay of Saint-Brieuc all winter?
Yeah, all winter. Yeah. We can observe that with some birds which are ringed. And we observe them all of the winter. So we can say that individual stay all the winter in the bay. But for all birds, we count a group of birds and we can assure that all birds count in December are present in January, for example. So we have a great stability in the number of birds in winter, but maybe there is some movement, some individual movements between seats, and we can't underline it with simple counting birds.
How do you manage to count so many birds? It's an enormous number. I mean, how do you do it?
First of all, we need some standardized protocols to be able to compare data over time. And one of the more important conditions to make a count is the tide level. So we need to count at high tide in similar conditions. And in these conditions, birds are closed and it's easier for us to count them, and we use different techniques to count groups. But when it's possible, we decount birds one per one.
That's quite a task.
Yeah.
Why do they come to the Bay of Saint-Brieuc? What's so special about this enormous bay?
It's a bay dominated by soft sediments, and there is a lot of food in sediments, and birds come in the bay to keep quiet. The nature reserve allow them to stay quiet in the winter with no disturbance. So that's why the bay is attractive for these birds.
A wonderful sight to see so many birds. Where would you recommend that people to come where they can observe these birds without disturbing them?
If you are interested in looking at birds, you can go at high tide, preferably, or maybe 2 hours before high tide, and you come in the Ifignac Cove, for example, at some sites called Bourienne, Pissoison, or Falaise de la Cage, and you can observe the resting birds, because at high tide there's no areas available for foraging, and the birds have a rest at this moment, high tide, during about 1 or 2 hours.
So it's good to know when the high tide and the low tides are in the bay, because it's a very large bay with a very great difference in tide levels.
Effectively, the tide range is up to 30 metres at high tide in spring conditions. It's quite amazing.
Migrating birds are extraordinarily capable of going long distances. Some of the birds, I understand, that feed in the Bay of Saint-Brieuc go further afterwards.
Yeah, that's right. So one bird can make a stop at the Bay of Saint-Brieuc to refuel. It has a rest and feed on bantu resources. And when meteorological conditions are okay for migration, it can go further on the south.
Where can people get information about the different birds that they're going to observe?
The website of the Natural Reserve. There is some information about trends of populations also, and about hotspot to look at birds in the Bay of Saint-Brieuc.
Well, that's great. I'm hoping that by the time we broadcast this interview, that we will be free to come and visit the bay and see the birds. But it's important, isn't it, to keep a distance?
Yeah, from a distance, and there are also other rules. So you need to keep your dog attached in the reserve. The best advice we can give to observe, that just observe the magic of nature, and if birds don't want to fly, don't try to make them flying just because you think it's beautiful. So respect natural condition and respect bird reasons.
That's a lovely piece of advice to finish with. Thank you very much, Anthony Stourbois, mission head at the Nature Reserve of the Bay of Saint-Brieuc. Thank you.